This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So we have our next guest in the studio with us. We've got Miss Cairo, who is here to talk about her show called Breasts Become Her, which is a part of the Fringe Festival, which will be on at the Meeting Room in the Trades Hall from the 15th to 19th. But before we talk a little bit about that, let's introduce you to Miss Cairo. Welcome to the show, Miss Cairo.
Hello. Thanks for having me on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Our pleasure. Now, we always like to start off with a bit of a background on who you are and how did you get to Australia?
Yep. So my name is Miss Cairo. My pronouns are she, her, goddess, icon. And I have been in Australia for about 5.5 years. I have been a cabaret performer professionally for the last 12 years, and I've been treading the board since the age of 5. So I've got a good 25 years in the industry.
Right.
And I moved to Australia in 2017.
Why? Was there any particular reason, or you just wanted to conquer our country?
God, no. Not another Brit colonizing the country. No, thank you. No, I moved over here with my partner, and I had a really great career in London, in Berlin. I was performing internationally, but I'm a big advocate and activist for different marginalized communities, and I just found that I was getting myself into a bit of a rut where all of my work was focused on that, and I always felt like, when do I get to create art? So before I moved here, I made the decision to leave the industry, and I decided to do hairdressing, where I became an award-winning hairdresser.
Of course you did.
Of course. Good old ADHD. Just before the pandemic, I left the hairdressing industry, and decided to step back into performing, where we went into a big pandemic, which was fabulous. But it was great because I had the opportunity to finally start the organisation, the People of Cabaret, which is an organisation dedicated to amplifying, uplifting, nurturing and supporting artists who are Indigenous and or Black and or people of colour in the cabaret and live performing arts industry.
Fantastic. And how's it going?
Yeah, good. We've raised about 200K since we started. We've got a mentorship programme. We have we've produced, I think, nearly about 20 shows, which we've won awards for. And it's been amazing just to kind of forge the community. So I have been very busy over the pandemic, which is very nice. But this year I'm focusing back on my work.
Yeah.
And actually having my first debut into the Melbourne fringe industry.
But before we talk about that, can you just tell us about the organisation that you set up? How do people get in touch or get services from that? So I suppose, you know, is there a website, social media? How, you know, just in case people want some support and help.
Yeah, we are everywhere. So you can find us at The People of Cabaret on Instagram and Facebook, or www.thepeopleofcabaret.com. And all of our information and our services are on there.
Okay, great. Brilliant. Now about the show that you're doing here. Woo! For Fringe. Over to you now. Yay. All about you, Miss Cairo.
Finally.
So now this show, is this your first show here for Melbourne Fringe? Or?
So it's actually my first debut solo cabaret show.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm finally doing it at the age of 30. It's my first Melbourne Fringe show in person, and I'm incredibly excited. It's been a long time coming, and I am nervous as all hell.
Oh, okay.
Finished the script last week, so just finished learning that at the moment.
Well, let's talk about the title, and which would obviously involve the script. Tell us what's it called?
It's called Breasts Become Her.
So now there's the story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was the title was inspired by the 1992 critically award-winning film Death Becomes Her, starring Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have seen the film to understand what the show is. I had some other titles in mind for the show. It was might have been Breast Side Story.
Hey.
Or Titanic.
Or you had a few options, yeah, didn't you?
Or Sorest Lumps. But that one was just going to be me running around with a box of chocolates without a bra on. But yeah, so it was, I chose Death Becomes Her because I love that film. It's got old Hollywood glamour in it. It has a critical analysis of heteronormativity, and it has hot zombies. And who doesn't love a hot zombie? But it's, I use it as a springboard to discuss intersectional feminism through a trans lens. And I talk about my exploration and my journey since transitioning, since I moved to Australia. And transitioning from a drag queen to a woman, transitioning my gender. And I really kind of unpack and unpick what identity means to me.
Right. But telling it in a cabaret show, I think such a clever way to do it.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted my first show to be comedy because I am probably known for being a bit of a mover and shaker. I love doing my activism and my advocacy, but I find sometimes I don't have space to tell my own story. Naturally, it has a lot of activism stuff in it. I talk about feminism, equal pay, but it's
and
been
your journey about the breast and is that what it's about?
Yeah, I think it's the question that I'm asking throughout the whole show is, when do I become a woman? So I'm really unpacking what it means to be a woman and what actually is a woman. I can't give you the whole thing away, but it does get political, but it's not shoving it down your throat. I really want to make sure that this show is accessible to as many people as possible. I do attack white cis straight men, but
hey,
they deserve it. They deserve it.
So I'm out on a limb here.
No, well, you should come and watch it, because I talk about allyship and I talk about what people can do with power. And it's not just white cis men. It's when we're looking at intersectionality, depending on what your identity is, you can always help someone in another community, and you could always help your own community. But the primary thing is kind of looking after yourself and making sure that your mental health is up to scratch.
Absolutely.
Your self-care is there.
Yep.
And the show really talks about how affirmed I am in my body now and who I am as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel
Was it hard? Was it a hard journey? Or will that come out in the show as well?
Yeah, I mean, my journey's been quite interesting because it's not my transition is probably the least boring, the most boring part of me. That's been a very simple process. Comes very naturally.
Yep.
And it felt right.
Yep.
But as most queers do, I have a lot of trauma in my life, which I'll be packing in my next solo show next year, which I've already got the title for, that one's going to be unpacking daddy issues, sexuality and culture. But this one, it's more about the female figures in my life. The journey's been fun. It's been exhilarating. And it's nice that I can, I'm 31 on the last day of my show, actually, in Geelong.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And it's just lovely to, be sitting here as a 31-year-old and finally feeling that I'm beginning to come into myself. Mm. I've not fully arrived. Mm. I think I always worried that I was peaking too soon at the age of 24. And I realised that I'm just at the foot of the mountain now, and I've got so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And why did you choose Melbourne Fringe to launch this show?
Well, obviously I'm based in Narm, but I've been working with Melbourne Fringe for the last couple of years with the people of Cabaret. We've done a couple of online shows.
Right.
We've worked with them kind of internally with some of their contracts and helping them with consulting. And I've found that they've been a really supportive environment to work out. They're a bit more grassroots. As every artist does, they take on more than they bite off more than they can chew, and they have like 471 amazing shows. They've got so many trans and gender diverse artists as well.
Yeah.
They've done phenomenally, and I do feel really supported with them, and I'm excited that this is my first Fringe experience. I did at Edinburgh Fringe a few years ago as a performer with another show, but I'll be touring this show to Fringe World, Adelaide Fringe, and Edinburgh Fringe next year. So it's nice that I can kind of do it on, I call Narm home now, like on home turf.
And also the fact is that Melbourne Fringe, the amount of queer performances is very high.
Which there's too many. Bloody hell.
Which it always has been. And it's a great, you know, like, as you said, you're taking this show now out to the world. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful springboard, isn't it, this festival?
Yeah. And, you know, what I talk about in my show as well is that, you know, when I talk about the equal pay gap, currently it's sitting at 14.8%, which means that women receive 14.8% less than men. And that figure changes when it comes to your sexuality, your gender diversity, race, class, disability. And it's taken a lot for me to get the show on the road. I'm in a lot of debt with it, so please buy tickets. Obviously I've had to work a little bit harder to get to these places.
It's worth it. It's going to be worth it. And you're feeling really confident going into the show.
Yeah, I actually, for the first time, did one of my songs that is in the show, which I finished writing 3 minutes before my gig last night.
Right.
And I got all my words right, so I am feeling confident about it.
Right, fantastic. All right, so what's it called again?
It's called Breasts Become Her.
Right, and where's it performing?
It's going to be on at the meeting rooms, at the common rooms, and it's also in short place. Oh, I should know that. At Geelong, and in Geelong.
Right.
It's running from the 15th to the 22nd. On the 21st and 22nd, it's going to be in Geelong. And the 22nd's my birthday.
Yeah, so you've got to come and sing happy birthday.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right, brilliant. Sounds great. And of course, you book your tickets through Melbourne Fringe Festival as well.
Yep. Also, just make sure you pop a comment when you're booking a ticket so you can nominate me for the People's Choice Award.
Of course.
Give me my Evita moment.
Yes. Your tiara.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to meet you.
You too.
And chukas for the show, and we'll see you at Trades Hall.
Thanks. When are you coming?
Hey, we've got to work the night out.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Miss Cara here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.